Good morning, everyone. Nice to be back from our journey. Nice to be back to our San Juan Homa, get our phase off to a wonderful religious start. Our Mugiswami and I had a very successful program in Singapore and Malaysia. All the events went super well, and lots of new doors opened as well in terms of opportunities at the Hindu Center in Singapore and opportunities for working with the Malaysia Hindu Sangha. So we're very happy with all of that. An interesting point was made at the Master Course seminar we had on Saturday. We had a 3-hour seminar with the teachers of the Master Course. They're, so far they've taught a few one-day seminars, and they're hoping to get a more active program whereby they teach one-day seminars followed up by weekly Master Course classes. So they were asking various questions, some of them challenging, some of them very interesting in other ways. And one of the ones that was interesting had to do with the worship of Shiva. And I could tell by the way the question was asked, I forget exactly how it was worded, that it wasn't looking at it exactly the right way. And I thought about it for a minute and answered it on the spot. And then I thought about it afterwards and came up with a little page I'll read in a minute. But somehow the person was seeing Shiva first and the Supreme Being not really seeing it. So he was worshiping Shiva but hadn't really thought of it that he was worshiping the Supreme Being somehow. It's hard to explain it at the moment. But there was a distinction in his mind. Shiva was Shiva. So, whereas of course the idea is that all Hindus worship the Supreme Being, it's just that the different Hindu traditions and the different religions of the world had different ways of describing the Supreme Being, different names, different traditions, and so forth. But there's only one Supreme Being. It's not a question of whether Shiva is supreme over Vishnu, you know, which was kind of the way he was looking at it, I guess, in terms of a Puranic story. We have Shiva over here and we have Vishnu over here, and it's like two teams, you know, two football teams or something, two soccer teams, you know, which one's going to win, which one's better. It was somehow, it was an externalized way of looking at it. So I wrote up something in that regard, which we'll put to use somewhere, I'm not sure where. Here it is. Have you ever heard a discussion between two or more Hindus as to whether Vishnu or Shiva is the Supreme God? If you encounter Hare Krishna, of course you do. Who is the more powerful of the two and therefore deserving of worship? Each of these debaters quoting different Puranic stories to support their point of view. Of course, they are missing the point, which is that all Hindus worship the Supreme Being. Hinduism has four major divisions or denominations, Saivism, Saktism, Smartism, and Vaishnavism, as we know. Each calls the Supreme Being by a different name, Saivites, Shiva, Saktas, Shakti, Smartas, Brahman, and Vaishnavas, Vishnu. However, the important point is that each is worshipping the same Supreme Being. The name is different, the tradition is different, but it is the same Supreme Being that is being worshipped by all Hindus. There is an ancient verse from the Rig Veda that is often quoted in this regard. Usually it's quoted in English, but I'll try the Sanskrit here. Ekam Sat Vipra Bahuda Vadanti, which is translated, truth is one, sages express it variously. or reality is one, the learned speak of it in many ways, or the universal reality is the same, but different people call it by different names. This same statement from the Rig Veda can be expanded beyond Hinduism to include all the world religions, that there is only one supreme being, and all the world's religions are in truth worshipping the same supreme being. Therefore, if you are ever approached by someone, Mormon knocking on your door, of another religion who states that their God is superior to your God, you can refer to this ancient Rig Veda verse and state with confidence that there is only one supreme being, and you are in truth both worshiping the same supreme being, but only referring to him by different names. So, of course, we take all that for granted. But it's interesting, once you get out there in a place like Malaysia, you know, this becomes an interesting point, an important point, you know, to all of us. Of course, we know that. But out there, you do get these two problems. One is within Hinduism, not looking at it correctly, and the other is the influence or the challenge of other religions. When Hindus are approached by missionaries of other religions, what do they say when someone says, why do you worship so many gods? How can you have 330 million gods? So forth. So this is a way of answering that with confidence.